Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Big news over the weekend. UTC and Raytheon would be merging. About 100 top-notch employees leaving from the Nutmeg State to Waltham, Mass. Nobody better to break it down than our friend Dan Haar, columnist, associate editor for Hearst Connecticut Media. Danny, how are you?
Good morning. Am I a winner? Am I one of the winners?
Yes, Danny. Did you know he was the Red Sox player of the game yesterday when they got whooped?
He's a Yankee guy.
Yankees, I know he is. Yankees. Yeah, I know he's a Yankee guy. I'm well aware of that. So am I. So did this take anybody by surprise, this announcement about the UTC and Raytheon? Has this been in the works?
Yes. No, if it's been in the works, it's been very quiet. Ordinarily, the Wall Street Journal, as we in the news business know, the Wall Street Journal gets these because the investment bankers go to them because they want to curry favor. With the Wall Street Journal. The leaks do not come from the company, ever.
Yeah.
They come from the investment banking community. And so normally they happen much earlier in the process, and we say a deal is in the works. This was right on the eve of a deal, Saturday late afternoon, or say mid-afternoon, that the Wall Street Journal reported that it was going to happen on Monday. And on Sunday, as we know now, UTC pulled the trigger because the news was out. So, yes, very much a surprise. I think people had thought that UTC was working on absorbing Collins into one company. Rockwell Collins was a $23 billion acquisition.
Right.
You know, we used to think that was a big deal, $23 billion. Apparently not.
Really?
No.
And so they were still absorbing that, still looking for $600 million in annual savings in the fourth year of that, really very much getting ready to spin off Carrier and Otis, which is going to downsize the company, but downsize to a point where they would have been about $55 billion. So I was surprised, and I think a lot of people were, yes.
Dan, you know, back to how UTC is today, but will not be much longer. Is this, you know, one of those conglomerates? It was basically Harry Gray who started buying all these businesses to kind of diversify your business so that if one particular sector went down, you'd still be doing okay. What's the advantage on this one?
Size mainly, and they're still diversified 50-50 between commercial aerospace and defense. Remember, defense spending tends to be a little bit more recession-proof,
right, resistant, yeah.
I would say. So that's their advantage. The other advantage is that the stockholders make money. You know, these deals are good for management. About half of these giant mergers end up working out. 100% of these giant mergers work out well for management. And 100% work out for the egos of management. So that's in some part what these things are about. You know, boys with big, very, very, very large, dangerous toys. And it's no different from four-year-olds on the playground, and that's what you're seeing here. They're combining, and yes, it's good for the shareholders in the short run. This might be one of the deals that works. All deals are announced with fanfare as a marriage made in heaven.
Yes.
And I've been listening to the conference call this morning, and it's no different. The language is identical to every merger I've ever covered in 35 years. It's a marriage made in heaven.
Is this no surprise? Because as you noted in your story at Hearst CT Media, when Greg Hayes took over the office, he once said in 2010 that work would move to lower cost places, quote, any place but Connecticut. Now, well, he's boosted employment, but still, you know, that's a comment that rings true now 9 years later.
Well, that statement, it does ring true. And I think my assessment, not having spent any time with the guy, is that he doesn't care about Connecticut at all, one way or another. I don't think he built up employment in Connecticut because that's what was made sense for the company, and the headquarters is now moving because that's what makes sense for the company. Headquarters in the modern age don't end up in Connecticut because the 70s model of suburban headquarters in a GE-style campus,
right,
is no longer in vogue, and that's what they have in Farmington as well, UTC. So I don't think it's a comment on anything that we talk about in Connecticut in respect to costs. It's more of a thing about that there really are only seven big cities in the country, and that's where people want to be. And big companies are apparently no different, unfortunately for us. We hope it swings back the other way.
Dan, just you mentioned GE in passing. Since they moved to Boston, or they're moving in the process of, I guess, how many people do they have left in Fairfield?
I would say 1,500 or so.
Okay.
In Fairfield County. Remember, the overwhelming reason for the decline of GE in Connecticut was the breakup of GE Capital. The move of the headquarters cost Connecticut 300 jobs. And 300 jobs is a big deal.
Sure.
And these 400 jobs that Connecticut has at the headquarters of UTC, all of which, by the way, won't move. I think you mentioned 100. That's a pretty good estimate. I don't know if it's out there, but that's about the estimate I would see.
Right.
Is not at all the factor we should be talking about. The factor we should be talking about is the Pratt & Whitney 13,000 jobs.
Right.
If they stay, we're good. If they don't stay and they go to Florida, West Palm Beach, where there's a big Pratt facilities, we're not so good.
Right. Well, you know, the other thing is, too, just Dan, in final passing, but, you know, I do a lot of charity events. So do you, and Joe does.
Well, Greg Hayes, you know, was just the recipient of the right. JDRF big award.
One of the big sponsors, you know, are usually these corporate guys. So having corporate headquarters, you know, that's a hurt.
It's a big deal for Hartford. It does not help Greater Hartford become recapture what we had, you know, the Whalers and UTC in the 19 the Whalers, Aetna, and UTC in the 1980s were a pretty big trio for Hartford, and they're all going to be gone in respect to location headquarters. However, both UTC and Aetna, thousands of people left,
right.
And that's what drives the economy. Philanthropy matters, but what drives the economy is those jobs. That's
I just right. think it's ironic they moved to Thanks, a state Dan. With tolls.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Danny.
Good to talk to you.
Dan Hart, Hearst CT Media. I mean, he had in his story. Greg Hayes said that once.
Yeah, I know.
Any place but Connecticut. How did that work out?
Not well for us. Dan Hart. Do a web search. Good stuff. He writes all the time. And he's a good guy. And Tom Dudchek links to him a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.